The testimony and closing arguments are all finished in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Michelle Carter in Taunton. She was accused of pressuring her boyfriend, the late Conrad Roy III, to commit suicide. She waived a jury trial, and the verdict will be decided by Judge Lawrence Moniz. The Boston Globe's Jan Ransom covered the trial and joins us to talk about it. Welcome, Jan. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Any sense of when Judge Moniz will have a verdict?
Yeah, the judge did not indicate. He said he would take it under advisement. It's my understanding that he has already begun to look through the voluminous amount of text messages and Facebook messages. There were over hundreds of thousands of messages in total that he will have to review.
As we've mentioned, key evidence included many, many volumes of text messaging between Michelle Carter and the young man. Any legal ground broken, as far as you can see, in the use of social media as major evidence?
Right. So in speaking to criminal justice experts, a lot of them say that this case is unusual for the simple fact that involuntary manslaughter usually, you know, it requires that the person, you know, be present in some sort of way. So this case is drawing a lot of media attention because it relies solely on text messages and Facebook messages in a way that, you know, we really haven't seen before. And so, you know, we're hearing from prosecutors who, you know, say that given the way things have evolved over the years, that, you know, someone could be virtually present and not necessarily physically present and still be able to commit a crime.
How about the legalities of actually using the text messages?
So, yeah, it's definitely a sort of a new thing, if you will. But the prosecution is saying that, you know, they have a case, they believe they have a case, and they believe that, you know, they can legally use this information. That it was her words that influenced him to kill himself, and they believe she should be prosecuted.
As part of their defense, the testimony has been that Michelle Carter was also under the influence of antidepressants. How major a part of the case is that?
So that was a huge part of the case. The defense called Dr. Peter Bregan, who essentially testified that, you know, she's on these antidepressants for impulse control issues and that those had adverse side effects on her. You can see through the text messages in the beginning, she was encouraging Conrad Roy to get help for his suicidal thoughts. And then, you know, towards around early June into July, she starts to encourage him and support his idea of killing himself. And the doctor says that with the antidepressants, that it changes, you know, the way someone thinks. It can affect their mood. They can become irritable, aggressive, a number of other issues associated with it. So it played a huge role in the case.
Jan Ransom, in your observation, what was the atmosphere in the courtroom like when the texts were all being read? And what was the demeanor of the defendant, Michelle Carter, during the trial?
Everyone inside the courtroom was listening intently. The text messages were alarming, shocking, and you can see that. I mean, when you look over to the right side of the courtroom where Conrad Roy's family gathered, some of them, you know, cried as they, you know, heard what was being said between Conrad and Michelle. Michelle, for the most part, she sat there, she listened. She didn't always appear to be emotional. Towards the end, she did have tears in her eyes. And so it was sort of like a tense moment. Her family was sitting right behind her. They were also listening intently to what was being said. You know, the defense and the prosecutors sought to paint Michelle in two very different lights. Prosecutors portrayed her as this attention-seeking teenager who was so desperate to make friends that she essentially encouraged her boyfriend to kill himself, whereas the defense is saying that she, you know, was overwhelmed with Conrad's issues and ultimately began to believe that she could help him and that by helping him was, you know, helping him to get to where he wanted, which was heaven. And so she ended up falling into his idea of what he thought happiness was, which ultimately was ending his life.
Okay, the Boston Globe's Jan Ransom has been covering the Michelle Carter trial in Taunton, and we await a verdict from the judge. Jan, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.